Next item on the agenda, permits. Projects over 50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner members, Commissioner, good morning. As the Commissioner indicated, and for the public's benefit, these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review, and for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. With the addition of item 2H, which I'll explain shortly, we have eight of these projects to bring before you today. In summary, 2A, Spotsylvania Department of Public Utilities, requesting actually reactivation, a three-year extension of their permit to install 309 feet of sewer line, 3 feet beneath Massaponax Creek at 13 different locations. 2B, U.S. Army Technology Applications Office, requesting authorization to install two fiber optic cables, 30 feet beneath Beaver Dam Creek Run, and 20 feet between the middle branch of Chappalwamsa Creek, 25 feet between North Chappalwamsa Creek and Stafford County. Those lines will be installed by the directional bore method and placed 10 feet beneath the creek bottom. 2C, James G. Stikeleather, requesting authorization to install a private riparian mooring buoy approximately 830 feet channelward of his property. This is on Fishing Bay, behind what's referred to as Stove Point. This is not in excess of $50,000, but the mooring will encroach on additional public ground that's been set aside by the Commission, and that, for those reasons, will require Commission authorization. 2D, Fairfax County Department of Public Works, requesting authorization to restore 1,700 feet of the Flatlick branch as part of the Cub Run Stream Valley Park in the county. 2E, the Department of Shellfish Sanitation, is requesting a temporary permit for the purpose of installing 8 3-foot by 2-foot by 19-foot oyster cages that will be emplaced on public ground in the James River, stretching between the Warwick River, from the Warwick River to Lake Maury, approximately 3 miles. This is for the purpose of conducting a dye study that they want to start on April 2nd and will run through May 1st of 2010. Upon completion of that dye study, those cages will be removed and they'll be marked with buoys. 2F, AT&T Corporation, requesting authorization to construct utility crossings over numerous waterways with the directional drill method. They'll be installing a total of 1,534 linear feet of fiber optic cable below 10 jurisdictional streams through the counties of Buckingham, Appomattox, Campbell, and Pennsylvania County. In this case, given the fact that it's a commercial project, we are recommending a royalty, $4,602 for those encroachments. We're also recommending that the permittee be required to develop what's called a frack-out, bentonite spill contingency plan, and a cleanup plan, just in case something were to occur. 2G, Quest Communications, is requesting authorization to install a temporary fiber optic cable, and this is going to be in place 40 feet east of the Norfolk Southern Railway Bridge. Last fall, when they were replacing and working on the bridge, that cable was cut. They've been doing some workarounds. They are going to be proposing to install a permanent line sometime in the August to September time frame, but in the interim, they're concerned that an outage will, in fact, cause some problems. So this temporary line will be laid essentially on the bottom, actually installed 6 inches below the bottom with by divers. And we are recommending that in this case the temporary line be assessed a royalty, which of course would be credited once that line's removed against the royalty for the permanent line in August. That royalty would be $5,415 for the crossing at the rate of $3 per linear foot. We are recommending, given the emergency nature, that be approved pending expiration of public comment. That will occur on March 29th. So in the event no one expresses an objection, the permit would be issued. We do not anticipate any objections. Sure. In the addition, 2H, Town of Cape Charles, is requesting authorization to modify their previously issued permit to install 5 offshore breakwaters in the Chesapeake Bay west of the Cape Charles Harbor. Requested modification is to lower the crest elevation of the first 2 of the 5 breakwaters from 7 to 5 feet above mean low water, and to increase the seaward slope from 2 to 1 to a 1.5 to 1. The town indicates that they plan to install all five breakwaters to the full 7-foot crest elevation as money becomes available. All other permit conditions would remain in effect, and again, similar to the previous item, we're recommending that the commission approve that pending successful expiration of the public comment period, which will expire on March 28, 2010. So with that, either I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from members of the commission? Thank you, Mr. Grab. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience in support or opposition of these page two items? If not, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Holland?
Mr. Chairman, I approve staff recommendation for 2A through 2H.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve the page two items for a second. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.